Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy in here with you tonight. Man, we got a great show lined up for you. Want you to stay tuned for some important announcements as you're tuning in live here on WWCR 5070 on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing finer than to be right out of Nashville, Tennessee on WWCR, coming into your homes wherever you may be downloading us on your shortwave units. We are just delighted to be with you. Tonight, part three. We just got through doing part two of Harmonic Cycles. Remember, last Sunday night on live WWCR 5070, we did part one of Harmonic Cycles. Tonight, we will go to part three. Now, we're going to talk about the upper positive region of a current. We're going to give you some examples flowing in body electric. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, we are an electric being. Some of the greatest mysteries is associated with the electric magnification of our bodies. We are uniquely tied to the electric waves of energy coming actually from the source of all creation. We are totally dependent upon life and existence by the divine creation order of our Creator. Anybody that violates these laws will bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, the mind can be conditioned. Here's where we're warning you tonight to take heed to yourself. Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that the man of our Creator, the body electric man, the man that's uniquely tied to the frequency of divine covenant creation. Well, we're going to get into those exciting things that make up the creation cycle of man. Well, we got to give you some announcements up front before we get carried away in the message. You know, I'm very excited. Coming up next month in the second Passover allotment time appointed, we will be in the festival in the mountains of East Tennessee, right at the base of the Smoky Mountains in beautiful Morristown, Tennessee. We'll be there on the 11th of May. Beginning, our service will begin at the Super 8 Motel on exit 2B. That's the East Andrew Johnson Highway. Exit 2B off of US 25E into Morristown. Now, if you need directions and you want to come and you want to attend, please let me know in the next couple of weeks, so that we can provide the necessary preparations for you and those of your family. This is a family-oriented festival, so you can bring the entire family, which is required under the directive of the body electric, in other words, the impulses of the Holy Ghost, has actually been grooved into the mind of a creature. The Bible said you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So learn not the ways of the heathen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really knew what today was, how many hams have been sliced in remembrance of our Savior, a very unclean, unholy, actually the vibration frequency of a swine is a scavenger, very low frequency of anything positive. There's nothing good in the unclean application. Well, today on the menu of the president, the example he set today when he kept Easter dinner at Camp David, and guess what was on his menu? Was it lamb and Passover celebration? No. Was it ham, Pastor Buddy? Yes. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the evil will never understand and come to the knowledge or the frequency of the harmonic balance that the divine creator is hid in a dimensional field that is reserved exclusively for the children of Yah. And oh, how thankful I am tonight that I have broken through the veil of this lower region of negativity, the carnal mind, and have acquired a spiritual mind to comprehend spiritual things. The Bible said, he that is spiritual discerns spiritual matters. The carnal mind is not the lower region mind, the negative of the frequency of the evil of creation. You see, there's good and evil, and the Bible gives us a dividing line into the mind where it said, choose this day who you will serve. So if you're planning on being with us in the exciting festival of Passover, we'll show you how to prepare the meal appropriated through Scripture. And we'll celebrate this meal in common faith with the people of Yah, the frequency igniters, if you will, the positive upper region of the electrical waveform that we are in, a dimension where the world cannot reach. It's above the regions of darkness of the carnal mind. And oh, how excited I am tonight to minister to you on behalf of the Creator of the body electric, the one that designed, the Creator who designed man in His image. Now, we're talking about Adam man. There's other creatures upon the earth that are natural brute beasts, the carnal mind, the ones that have never and can never ascend. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what do you mean? Everybody can be saved. That's not true. This is exclusive. This area of thought that I'm ministering to you in is the upper positive region of the current flowing from the throne of God, reserved exclusively for a people that is called by His name, that wear His name, that are covenant related in genetic fields. You see, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you something to think about before we get into the message tonight. And I want to continue my thought on the Passover before we get into part three of the harmonic cycles. I'd like to tell you and explain to you that Jacob and Esau were twins carried by the same mother with two different fathers. One was a positive reaction to the Creator, Jacob, a prince of Israel. His name was changed to Israel because he was a prince. And because he had fellowship with the upper echelon beings, the gods that ascended and descended upon the ladder that he saw in his vision. These were actual spirit manifestations of the divine covenant connection back to the electronic frequency of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Esau never had the privilege of connecting to the upper region fields of the harmonic balance that we're going to talk about here. Now, why? Because the Bible says that before he'd ever done any good or any evil, that God hated Esau. Let me repeat that. Before there was ever an example of his works, God recognized the frequency of something that wasn't properly attuned to the cosmic dimensional presence where the covenant of Jacob had flowing in his veins. I'm talking about genetic application of kind after kind, fruit bearing after the image of its producer. Well, we know that we are sons of Yah. We know that we are frequency related to body electric, to my sheep, hear my voice. And oh, I get so excited about the connecting ability of the holy unification of the Holy Spirit, connecting hearts to hearts and souls to souls who are genetically, applicatively, racial covenant related to the divine dimensional aspects of the electric magnification of our Creator, created in His image. Now, God is a spirit. In other words, God is a flame of electric burning fire. And this frequency is going to increase in the last days to burn up. In other words, anything that has a frictional rejection of truth, anything that will not receive the dimensional currents of the upper positive region of this dimensional shift that's coming. And I informed you in part one of dimensional cycles that the year beginning now, 2006, we're coming into the final phase of a countdown. This is not the end of the world. I'm not prophesying the end of the world. I'm prophesying a new beginning, a new dimension. At 20 and 12, we're going to enter into a cyclic beginning of upper dimensional response where the Father is going to open up a dimension. He's going to awaken Israel, His children, as He awakened Jacob to the revelation of a divine covenant that he was more than a man. And unless your mind can achieve and can incorporate the thought process of the electrical manifestation of divine covenant applications back to the Father from whence you came. You see, we're all genetically frequency, vibrational entities of spirit beings reconnecting back to the Godhead, the supreme flow of the manifestational current of what we describe as the Holy Ghost. Esau had no connectability within the framework of his body. Before he'd done any good or evil, before he was ever born, God, Yahweh, the eternal creator, who had nothing to do with him. You see, God is not the author of confusion. A carnal mind, vibrational confusion. You see, man has taken the negative spin, just like, well, let me give you an example here. If we look into the scriptures and the realities of comparing kind after kind, there is a type of electrical waveform that most people at this level are familiar with. It's the AC sine wave. AC stands for alternating current. Now, if it's seen, and it can be, the effects of AC can be seen on the oscilloscope, it's the voltage sine waveform that most people are familiar with physical or the physics textbooks that teach the principles of AC current. Now, if you bear in mind that we are usually looking at a voltage waveform on the oscilloscope, not current waveforms. Nevertheless, you can understand the current flow based on what we see in the voltage waveform. Typically, half of the sine wave cycle occurs in the upper positive region of the oscilloscope graph. In other words, above the zero line. And the other half of the cycle completes itself in the lower negative region of the graph. Now, this is called alternating current. That's an unstable condition of a mind that can't make up its mind. You see, Esau, after he sold his birthright, after he gave up his heritage promise to the upper regions of the upper positive region of his own mind, in other words, the spirit mind, he had no connection back to the divine cosmic creator who made him in the image of whatever he produced the fruit of. You see what I'm talking about here tonight? So it's very important that we cycle, our sine wave occurs in the upper positive region above the zero line and not have anything to do with a carnal half of the cycle completing itself in the AC current as it alternates in negative or positive regions. In other words, one day it's hot and the next day it's cold. You see what I'm talking about? So a divided mind, something that can't make up its mind, something that don't know where it wants to serve the divine creator spirit, or whether it wants to apply the application of the carnal to reconnect to the Godhead. In most cases, people of the carnal mind, and the Bible said, whosoever has got a carnal mind cannot and will not please the creator. Now, the alternating sine wave is the waveform that we have available from our electrical wall outlets. If you look in, they're running at the average of 120 volts and at the 60 cycle per second CPS or the Hertz cycle. If we have here in the United States that form of measurement, we have pure audio signals that are also sine waves that can be produced by an audio a signal generator such as the NCH tone generator available to anybody that wants to use these little generators to produce the electrical sound waves, or you can use the oscilloscope to measure these waves and see what Pastor Buddy's talking about in the AC current negative positive fields. One is always in frictional competition against the other. Now these waves are not capable. Now listen, I want to make this point to you because I'm going over this for a point. The pure sine waves are not capable of producing harmonics because of the smooth and gradual rise and fall of the current. In other words, a carnal mind can never achieve its balance to stay in the upper fields where the Father dwells. The Bible says it's a fearful thing, especially to the carnal mind, to fall into the hands of a living God. Well, that's where Esau could not go. He could not achieve the upper echelon vision of faith to walk into a dimensional form to be transformed and renewed in his mind, capable of producing harmonics, because his rise and fall was contingent upon whatever state of mind he was in. And you cannot, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Now the first multiple harmonic of a 60-wave occurrence is 120, as I done revealed to you. Now, that's exactly double. 2 times 60 equals 120. Doubling of 120 equals to 240, which is also the fourth harmonic of 60 hertz, which is 4 times 60, which equals 240. And these harmonics produced with ever numbers of 2, 4, 6, and 8, so on and so forth, are called even harmonics. And these are derived from the odd numbers of 3, 5, and 7. These are called odd harmonics. And harmonics that are produced above the original frequency are called the upper harmonics. And those produced below the original frequency are called the lower harmonics, which gives us the AC alternating current of 120 or 240 or so on and so forth, 440 in that frequency field. Now, harmonics that are produced by rapid and abrupt rising current, either in the positive or negative direction. In other words, a person that operates on the frequency dimension where it can have a positive and negative ground. In other words, staying with the carnal mind, able to achieve the positive position of the spiritual aptitude and attitude toward our Creator, because His ways are not ours. Then we produce what is known as a harmonic balance of square and pulse waves. This produces a rapid and abrupt rise in the current. And the more rapid and abrupt the current rises, the greater the quality of the amplitude and the frequency range of harmonics produced. This abruptness of current rise is measured in rise time and the time it takes for a signal to rise from 10% above the zero line to 90% of its maximum voltage is defined at the rise time. And so if a signal takes like 0.00.1 seconds or 1 millisecond to rise to its 90% level, then its rise time is 1,000 times faster than a signal that takes 1.0 second to cover the same distance. And so what we're talking about is there is a dimensional field. I hope I get this across to you tonight. That there is an exclusive royal priesthood of thinkers, of mind achieving abilities, of those who are the sheep of the pasture of Yahweh, that can rise to its maximum voltage of the quality that is required to produce the amplitude of harmonics. And it is referred in this case as richness of harmonic content. Now, you like that? Richness of harmonic content. Those who are frequency based with the ability to produce in the upper echelon wave dimensional cycle have the ability to comprehend the things that are out of sight or out of sync or out of sequence or out of an alternating current. In other words, it's an exclusive frequency reserved only for the last days. You'll find out the advantage that you have as a sheep, a kind after kind. A frequency falls within the range affecting the things in its presence. So by a 120 direct positive current with a proper ground, in other words, if you've ever stuck your finger in a light socket or a 120 outlet and you get a proper ground frequency to the ground, you're going to have a direct current flow that will interrupt actually the heart rhythm. That's why some people get electrocuted. And in some cases, the 120 is more effective at killing you and would be the 440 current, because the 440 current would knock you away before it kills you. The 120 would effectively ground you to the current flow that you couldn't release it. I've seen men working in electrical wiring applications. I saw a man take a screwdriver and ground into a 440 box, get connected, and it literally burnt the large screwdriver he had into, and it melted it into his hand along with his hand. Just literally dropped off and melted and fell off the bone. It was horrible. And so then, if we get into the disharmony of these base frequency and they affect our harmonic makeup in a negative way, that means that we cannot connect to a frequency where that we do not have the capability to maintain a connection. If you're listening on 5.070 tonight, WWCR on the mighty Jewel of the South, we are coming to you with the wonders of transmission. It is always a wonder how that we take this frequency between the harmonics and broadcast in electrical wave pattern forms and send signals in what we call a zip code. In other words, a frequency harmonic that we have huge extensions of transmissions, these towers that generate much power like WWCR, state-of-the-art transmitters around the world on the shortwave dial. You must be included to a shortwave receiver and have the proper frequency connection to connect into what we describe as this harmonic balance frequency to receive the things that are there for you to receive. Now, let me show you that there are end times that we have of wickedness and things that are now beginning to come to pass in the last days, where we have the signals of the end time application of the things that are given to us as a time shift cycle. Now, I told you that December the 21st in the year 2012, we're going to have what is called a time cycle shift. Now, don't worry about the end of time. It's not going to end on 2012. But the signs that we need to look at, the 12 signs, I'd like to give you 12 signs. The growth in knowledge will, the acceleration of the growth in knowledge will be in the end time as a fulfilling prophecy of Daniel 12 and 4, that men shall increase in knowledge and run to and fro. Now, this knowledge is by the elite of the Illuminati that is now planning the demise with whatever it takes to reduce the Earth's population. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, nobody would plan and purposely try to destroy us unless some evil fellow like Saddam Hussein would become a dictator and run the up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to worry about Mr. Saddam. He never was a threat. That has been proven, but the threat is by the planned purpose of the geographical invasion of the Middle East. It is prophesied that this knowledge, men who have planned the destruction of humanity in large sums, and the Bible says one-third of the population, one-third of the green grass, one-third of the trees, and it goes on to one-third of the population. Let's say that we got 8 billion people and one-third of them was to vanish. We're talking billions of people to die. Billions of people. Well, why? Because the Bible says that the gospel will be preached in the end time, and we're talking about the dimensional shift vibration, and only the sheep will catch the message. You hear not because you're not of my sheep. And the scripture is very plain that the nations will rise against one another. If you look at the book of Matthew, if you look at the end time scenario that is given for the end time scenario, signs of the end time, we know that his prediction on Matthew 24, in the same message he gave there, he said, as it was in the days of Noah. Well, what do we find by going back to Genesis chapter 6 in the days of Noah? It says that the earth was filled with wicked and violent men that had brought about the advent of social wickedness. Now, if somebody is planning, the elite, the ones that are going to rule the earth, doesn't need this baggage. You see, man has become a burdensome sore upon the earth. The overpopulation has been taken care of in the past. And I just gave you in part two of Harmonic Balance the 660-day cycle. If you begin in 1914, when the pyramid timeline gave 1914 as a very significant date in the future. Well, if they measured a timeline, then called by the pyramid itch, it came up to October of the year 1914. Well, that is the beginning of the First World War. And so it was an advent of time, and it was a period from 1914 of 360 three times 666 days, and then the next significant timeline appeared. Now get part two of Harmonic Balance, and you'll find out the 666-day approach and timeline. We had 51 of them. That brings us in to the final festival of Tabernacles in the year 207. Now, why am I mentioning the year 207 as the 51st timeline cycle from 1914 of a series of 51 times 666 days? Well, get part two, and you'll see why that I brought about this 70-cycle lot of days as compared to the 666. See, seven is the period of rest. We had a jubilee period every 7 years, and there was a release of the land, the property. And see, everything reverted back to our Creator. We have given nothing back to our Creator. So just like in the days of Noah, it will be in the days of the Son of Man. Now, what does that mean? That means His near appearing, because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 11, verse 18, clearly states that in the end time, Satan and the rebel angels, now get this, and you'll see where Brother Buddy's coming from. The rebel angels led by Satan in person, he hadn't been seen since the Garden of Eden, a very elusive figure, hadn't been around, and neither have any of his angels, since they were chased off the earth in Genesis chapter 6. Well, we find out in Revelation chapter 12, which is a furtherance of identification of the frequency fields that we're talking about. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and so then they that reject knowledge or frequency shifts, that means when truth comes, be able to accept it, although it may be stranger than fiction. Come on and accept the truth. It's the daring, the brave that'll come to the truth. Only those who have no fear of falling into the just examples that the Father has created, the way that seemed right is adjacent to the world. The world is on a parallel timeline frequency where they can accept the things that seem right. Well, those who are in the true revelation of dimensional shift of the frequency of truth are those that appear to the earth as the enemies of God. Now, isn't that strange that the devil could change and completely turn around? Well, let me give you a fine example here. Like I said, on the president's menu today was pork, unclean swine's flesh. That's what he's devouring on his plate as an example for the nation, that our president on Easter, not Passover, ladies and gentlemen. This is the timeline, out of time, out of sync, and that's what we're talking about, harmonic balance, as the example set by the wicked, or those that are deceived, and it could be either case, because those that are deceived are susceptible to the wicked, because the wicked, as it was in the days of Noah, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Well, it was the wicked that was destroyed and taken off the earth, not the righteous. You see, ladies and gentlemen, 20 and 12, when we go through this next 7-year cycle coming up to a city, a town, or a village near you of the exciting times of the 7 years, that brings us into the end of a cycle that the Mayans saw recorded centuries before. And like I said, their calendar has never been proven wrong. It's based on the series 28, the 4 division of 7 cycles regulated to the frequency harmonics of proper balance of the frequency that the Father has attuned our bodies to. Oh my, I'd like to get into the electromagnetic aspects of this and probably have to do part 4. I was not intended to, but man, my spirit is just prompting me. I'm all charged up and very, very excited. Excuse my intensity if I seem a little bit in the frequency field of positive reaction to the time coming that men will not endure sound doctrine. They have changed the menu of Passover and the fellowship and the rituals thereof from lamb to ham. Now, the justification has been very clean. It seems right because the world does it. That's the same right way. But in all aspects, they were eating. What were they eating? Same thing we're eating today, swine's flesh. Well, read Isaiah chapter 66. When he comes back, he's going to catch those that are eating swine's flesh in place of the lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, we forget him because we fail to do the examples or take into consideration the example that when the flood came and destroyed them all, it was like that was in the days of Noah, and so it will be in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur, brimstone, rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. And it was the just that was preserved and saved, because you know what Lot was doing in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis, long before Moses ever gave the command to keep unleavened bread? You're going to find this hidden clue that I did on the second Passover as an example. In 19 Genesis, they were keeping Passover. That's what Lot was doing. Amazing how the Father is typed the dimensional process of revelation. You can use the word right there in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis and prove that Lot fed the angels. They kept, listen folks, the angels. Even the angels of heaven observe these things as examples, as above, so below. But who's doing it below? They're all doing it above. Who's taught them the examples to break God's laws and commandments and festivals? Satan. Changed the truth into a lie, brought a form and fashion in, replaced the lamb at the sacrificial dinner of remembrance with ham or filthy swine's flesh, an abomination. Oh my God, how I feel the anointing of that dimensional shift of purpose that God has stirred up in my pure soul. The connection back to the examples of Noah's and Lot's time used by our Creator, Savior, Messiah, Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, as he brought in the revelation of Matthew chapter 24 as the latter days indicated by the use of the plural form of the days of the Son of Man, which actually denotes the age preceding his return as it was in the days of Noah before he closed the door, in the days of Lot before he got out of Sodom, by keeping the festival of unleavened bread, which in the book of Luke 22 verse 1 says the Passover was the keeping and the observance of unleavened bread. Who does it in this wicked world? We use substitutes. We use things that Satan has instilled and convinced us that it's more righteousness and more proper to offer a swine on Easter than it is to offer the lamb on Passover. My God, how we've got godliness and wickedness and social condition as it was in days of Noah and Lot's time, described by a series of verbs or imperfect tense expressing customary actions that they were eating and drinking and marrying, buying and selling, planting and building. And none of these activities are wrong in themselves. It was the application of what was wrong that the people in those days lived only to satisfy their carnal appetites and material desires, and God and His godliness had no place in their lives, as it was in the days of Noah. My heavens, how time has melted and gone on. I'm not even going to have time to get down to the 12 reasons of why that the harmonic balance of man in the end time will become so shockingly wicked, yet predicted by our Creator, that social wickedness in the last days will be a description to properly address our time. They knew that there would be terrible times in the last days. People would be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, material-minded, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient, unthankful and unholy to their parents, ungrateful, never taught about the correct observance of remembering our Creator, but forgetting Him on the altars of Baal as we sacrifice the unfilthy and the ungodly things of unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, out of control, brutal lovers of evil, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of our Heavenly Father, having a form of godliness and denying its power, having nothing to do with them, the Bible, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Oh, you'll become one of those social misfits and politically incorrect beings, Pastor Buddy. I've been a rebel and a misfit all of my life. I've never fit into the world and its assemblies of feasting of flesh, of the swine, the secret power of the divine covenant dimensional revelation is when you have your carnal mind circumcised and be filled with the infilling of the Holy Spirit, able to discern between good and bad and operate in the frequency world of the upper echelon of the harmonic balance, that you know that in the last days there will be troubled times because of the wickedness of a people shall increase. Various plans right now. Let me give you this. Before I close on part three of harmonic balance, there are plans right now in the works, and we're gathering as the eagles of the evil have planned a great blood fest in the world. Those who are hell-bent, and nothing can stop this, ladies and gentlemen, because the wickedness of man will be predictable, and Christ predicted it, that the increase of social wickedness in the last days, it really takes on a proper meaning for dimensional shift, that we are in an age time out of time, meaning that only a few there be that get to the upper echelon where they can function in the setting that the Father has given us to dwell in. In other words, the current of electromagnetic application to the God-consuming fire that burns in our little nuclear body, a body electric. We are in the last days fulfilling the prophecy that a few there be that find it, and at the end, a dimensional shift. It will become very clear what side you're on. It will become real clear who you serve. It will become more than most certain that you'll either be hot or cold. The lukewarm, those that sit on the fence, those that can't make up their mind on how to keep the festival, when to keep it. Those that don't know when Sunday comes, as the old saying goes, don't really know when the Sabbath comes, are minds out of time with the dimensional frequency of harmonic balance. Oh my God, I feel the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I feel that electrical connection back to the Father from whence I came. I feel that dimensional shift now appropriated where my name was written on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, connecting back to the eternal being that I was before I came into this body of flesh to fulfill my corresponding mission to preach the gospel in the last days. I'm a man out of time, but I'm not a man that's out of line. Now let me repeat that. I'm a man out of time. I do not fit into the dimensional purpose of the lower echelons of the negativity of the carnal mind. I crucified that carnal mind through days and days and days of fasting, overcome by remembering the blood that was shed on Mount Calvary. Everybody said, well, now Jesus' blood, it replaced the blood of a goat and a lamb. Well, let me ask you a question. When was a lamb ever offered as a sacrifice for sin? When was it? Ladies and gentlemen, you better get in tune. The lamb was given as a meal of remembrance to the people, as I said. So on May the 11th in Morristown, Tennessee, we will meet at a little motel, a little Super 8 motel, there in Morristown on exit 2B. You have no trouble finding it. If you do, you can call me. We'll give you directions. I'll send you printed directions on how to get there from east, west, north, or south. Come from afar if you can in time. Make plans to attend. Take a little time out of your life Let the world run to eat, drink, and be merry. You ain't going to starve to death. If you fasted for the whole week, it wouldn't hurt you none. But we don't want you to fast on the appointed time, which is the 12th, which is the full moon of the second Passover, where he died in remembrance for those in a far journey, those who had become unclean and unseparated, or separated from the world, to become clean, innocent lambs in his presence, to sit down and observe one meal in remembrance and in honor of our Creator. Oh my, how it pleases him. As the angels kept the days of unleavened bread with Lot before they destroyed the wicked, Yahweh is looking for a few good men and women that will come to their dimensional shift senses and move up to the upper echelon and remove themselves from the criminal activities of the world, of a violent society full of goodness. Goodness is according to the world goodness. Setting examples, going to these places where they congregate to keep their festivals of swine's flesh. Man, unprecedented rise in violent crimes in America, and not only that, the world, reflected in the population explosion of the states and the federal prisons. I got a friend that works in California in the federal prison system, and he tells me, buddy, they have turned this prison system into a money-making scheme, and the inmate population is 2 million growing, and the alarming increase of violent crime is causing a paralyzing fear of American society. Fear, pure and simple. Hearts fell on them. Men. Conclusion, the escalation of various forms of crime and wickedness. I've done said that the devil is preparing for a bloodbath of Armageddon. You better get ready. The day is upon us. Because Christ predicted it, that they would be fainting with fear, with foreboding of what is coming on the world. Frightening increase in wickedness points to the impending judgment, that Christ will come soon to execute judgment upon the evildoers and destroy them from the planet and take them away. You talk about a rapture. It's the righteous that will inherit the earth, and the wicked will be removed. My, my, my. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy, and I'm all wound up here tonight. I feel the anointing of the connection to our Heavenly Father in a dimensional sequence that is pleasing to Him. If your testimony lines up, line upon line, precept upon precept, and you're connected intricately to the electrical function of our God, which is nothing but a little nuclear reactor in us that He's placed there, the racial covenant connection that we are His from the foundation of the world, and you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you got to get saved and come down and confess Christ. Well, let me show you something. You were born from above, not again. That misconception is to be born again. The Bible said you've got to be born from above. If you weren't with Him and your name on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, you can get heaven off in your mind, just like I told you, example, that Esau. There was no way that Esau was going back to heaven. You know why? Because he never did come from heaven. Only those that have been with Him in the very beginning will be with Him in the end, and He ain't lost none, children. Listen, if a Creator is able to save those who come to Him to the uttermost before the foundation of the world, and He came through the indifference that you had, found yourself in sin, and offered His own blood before you'd done ever done any good and evil, He chose you from the foundation of the world to be a dimensional frequency to get on His frequency channel to tune in to His Word. My sheep will hear My voice. That's the dimensional frequency connection back to the living God. And our God is a living God. He is a He's not a God of the dead. That's the carnal-minded people. To be carnal-minded is death. To be in that lower echelon, or to use a frequency that Yahweh doesn't use. See, Satan is transmitting on a frequency that is not on proper sequential dimensional application. There is a friction. The carnal mind is a frictional resistor to the things that are spiritual. And so to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. No wonder that we preach the gospel, that we are here now in the end time preaching the revelation of the whole matter. And we are keeping those things that the Father has given us to His charge, to us, to keep the faith and not deny His name. Well, listen, folks. The imperfect tense, they were married, suggests repeated marriage to different species or different kinds. And that's what's happening right now all over the earth, that we are all of one blood. That's the biggest lie that the devil ever told. The devil has got children upon the earth, and he is busily sowing the tares of his genetics into the earth and to wherever that he can bring in and defile the covenant of the holy people. The Bible said, keep yourself pure. And oh, this is a genetic frequency responsibility that you must walk upright and fearing and keep the faith and keep yourself pure and unspotted from the world. Well, if this message has been an effect to you tonight, you can call me. I'm live on WWCR around the world tonight on the transmitting jewel of the South. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call, brought to you by those who are responsible for the frequency output of the truth in the last days. You'll hear it nowhere else, ladies and gentlemen. This is exclusively information coming to you. You've never heard a preacher like Pastor Buddy. You know why? Because I don't preach to please you. I don't preach for your money. I preach for the truth of your ability to recognize the dimensional shift of the truth, and it's time to come. That the Father said in the last days that He would send forth the hunters and the fishers. And we're in a divine time when the marriage to the Lamb and His children have made themselves worthy and ready in frequency response, that when the shift comes, the people that are perfectly in mind or in tune to the frequency download into their spirit bodies, the body electric, that they have proven all things, that they have been tried and tested by the frequency repeaters that are in the world. Many false prophets preaching on a different frequency than that which is required for the sheep. Only the sheep can get the message. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not intend to preach to the world. You know, the Bible says that there's natural brute beast born on the earth to be destroyed in the fire, and you think that Esau had a chance to get to heaven? You know, these pay and pray prosperity preachers would have saved Esau because he was a man of wealth. He would have been sitting in the chief seats where the Pharisees and those that love money and power of the carnal. He would have been accepted into any church and any denomination in the world today that proclaims Christ. Esau would have had a seat in the assembly. But ladies and gentlemen, he has no seat, no possible way of getting one in the true church of the living God. The frequency responsibility is yours. Make your election and call in sure. The wickedness and violence that preceded in the earth, the times of the last days, we are now going back to those times. Satan and his angels are coming, the rebels of the spirit world, the watchers, the fallen ones, they're coming back in living form. They're not going to be some spiritual figment of your imagination. They're going to be right here in person. The created sons of God that were driven off the earth in Genesis 6 are returning in a frequency transponder. And the world that loves them will hear their message. And they'll pick right up where they left off in Genesis 6 when the world will be filled again with violence and the righteous are persecuted from shore to shore. We'll be delivered up into the synagogues of churches. We'll be examined. We will be scorned. We will be imprisoned. We will be beheaded and killed. But for that, we're more than conquerors. Get ready for the great shaking of the dimensional shift is coming on. Get ready for Armageddon. get ready for a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, but have faith. As it expresses itself in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, God shall deliver Jacob and his sheep out of that time of trouble. We are on the winning side. We are few, but the few will conquer the many. The few will rule over the earth. Because we have kept the faith and we haven't denied his name, he will make us rulers over many. Ladies and gentlemen, the social, financial, emotional, the sexual exploitations of Satan and the connecting back to the negative and the carnal mind have produced lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. So then, do not get caught up in the frictional bondage of the lower dimensions of the electrical field of your mind. Get caught up in the things that mean so much to you and so much to me. Now, you can write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now let me give it to you again. Everybody said, Buddy, you talk like a machine gun. You can just rattle it off. Well, let me slow it down for you. Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Address your letters and cards or your request to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, my telephone number, I'm live on the 16th of April. We'll be in fellowship on the 11th of May to begin our Passover celebration. You need to be there. Good teaching. Things that you've never heard before, maybe, and put in a setting. You'll meet people from around the country of like mind. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I couldn't meet another little Pastor Buddy running around. You got more of them running around? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just mild compared to some of these other walking encyclopedias and spirit-filled people. I'm just one of the little ones. So when I come together in the fellowship in the great eagles land and fellowship, I'm telling you, you will learn things from each and every one that comes because they'll bring a portion of the truth that is allotted them and their commitment to you to bring you up to speed and into the dimensional shift of truth that is coming upon the earth. Well, that's Pastor Buddy now, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, telephone number again, one more time, I'm live. 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to call Dr. Gary, call me. Very excited. We are financially, I can't believe this, but we're financially getting in pretty good shape down at the radio station. For the first time, Dr. Gary has informed me that we've been cleared of past rearage of debtness to the station. They've always been good to us and waited on us. We've been a little bit slow sometime, but by faith we've always prevailed, and you have delivered by helping us in support. Many of you hold my hands up and support me that I can preach the gospel 24/7. I appreciate that. That's my personal life. I'm a faith minister. I live exclusively by faith, and I depend on a workman worthy of his hire application of your thought that you can remember me as I tread out the corn. So don't forget the old ox as I tread down through the fields hunting for those who are needing a deliverance. So now, Dr. Gary, let me tell you, he's got many items for sale. You need to talk to him, and the ASH program is very exciting. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Man, he's been faithful with me. He don't give up. When going gets hard, he encourages me. He calls me and gives me pep talks. How can you lose with an electronic frequency soul that vibrates on that frequency of thought? Faith. I mean, we've seen some hard times. We've got rearage of thousands of dollars, and we've made it up. By your support to us, we've been helped immensely, and we deeply appreciate that. Now, call me and talk to me. or write me and say, Pastor Buddy, send me the exciting series that you just done on the second Passover. We just completed that. Bob has got it all ready to go on CD, and we'll send it to you. The 3-hour series on the second Passover. And we've just completed part 3 of Harmonic Cycles. We might do a part 4. I'll have to wait till next week and see what the Father tells me. If we decide to go into part 4, you need to stay tuned for this exciting series. And you can also order that in the week coming up. So send me a letter or give me a call. I'll see you on WWCR. I got to get off of here. My time is come and gone. Many blessings to you. Yahweh bless you. Thank you.